now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you on a Saturday morning. I've been away the last few weeks, and we've had some preemptions. I was in New York a few weeks ago, Central Park, having a picnic.
Wow.
Beautiful. It was hot, lovely. And it's been hot and lovely here as well, but now the fog's kind of starting to roll in. And, you know, take this hour, settle in, grab a cup of coffee, take this time for yourself, because we got some great guests on the show. We're going to talk about Chicken Soup for the Soul, these stories that change lives every day. It's been around for 20 years. The 20th edition is out. We're also going to talk to Tina Hosper. She's got a great fundraiser for the SPCA. It's Hosper's Haunted House. And must attend for everybody. Chloe Campbell is going to talk about 50 years of fashion at Mayfair Mall, and my guest who's in the studio doing a little, you know, helping me out today is Vicki Sanders, Saanich Council, who's one of my favorites. And Vicki, not to age you or me, but we remember Mayfair Mall.
Oh, we remember Mayfair Mall. Brand new Mayfair Mall.
Brand new, back
in
the day.
Absolutely.
So I think we'll have lots to add to that conversation.
I think we will. Of course, as long as the memory hasn't failed.
No, never. But off the top, we're going to talk about Chicken Soup for the Soul. It's been around a long time, and many people, it's been part of their Christmas, part of their birthdays and different occasions. Amy Newmark is the co-author, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul 20th Anniversary Edition. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure, you know, because I think all of us have been affected by this book. And, you know, these are stories that change our lives. And I think it's that connection we feel that when we hear other people's stories, it can inspire or heal or give us that positive lift we need in our day. Tell us about your connection to the book, because you have quite a vast background coming to this series.
Well, I do. I like to say that I used to deal in fear and greed, and now I deal with the whole panoply of human emotions.
I love it.
Well, and that's because I spent most of my career on Wall Street or in publicly traded companies, many technology companies. Often they were registered in Vancouver.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I was a short seller also.
I know. I was looking at your background going, wow, where is the connection here? Is this where you finally found your soul too and something for you that really feels right?
You know, when I was on Wall Street, I was a different kind of analyst, because if I had a negative opinion on a stock, I would make it known.
Mm.
And I wasn't doing that thing where you try to just say nice things about companies so you get their investment banking business. I was always on the side of truth and justice, exposing fraud, doing the right thing, looking out for my clients, and looking for companies that were really doing good things and making a difference. And so I was true to my ethics and my ideals, even when I was on Wall Street. And so it's not as big as a change as you would think, because I have never had a job in my life where I wasn't doing what I thought was really the right thing. I've always said you should never do anything in business that you wouldn't be willing to put in a letter and send out.
That's very true.
Yes,
that's
absolutely
very true. And you can do ethical things even no matter what your job is. You can do the right thing. You may take heat for it in the short term, but in the long term, it always works out the right way.
Oh, I got sued by a company when I found out that they were defrauding their investors, and I exposed them to the Securities and Exchange Commission in Washington and warned investors away from them, and they sued me. It was a New York Stock Exchange company, and I had to defend myself against a New York Stock Exchange company. It was the first time an analyst had ever been sued by a New York Stock Exchange company. But, of course, I was right, and their whole management team ended up getting kicked out, and all their financial statements had to be rewritten, and it was a huge scandal. So yeah, I've always I've always tried to do the right thing. And so really, Chicken Soup for the Soul is a wonderful tool for me, because it allows me to affect even more people. And I guess I'm in an enviable position, because while our readers get to read 101 stories every time they get one of our books, I get to read tens of thousands of stories, because I read the stories that were submitted and didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read, of course, every single one of our books, because I edit every single word of every book. So I guess if anybody's getting a big dose of inspiration, it's me. I get the biggest dose of anyone.
How very cool. And this 20th edition, you've got, including yourself as a writer in it, but Deepak Chopra and Dr. Oz. How did you kind of edit and pick these stories and the people that were going to write them?
So here's what we did. And this, I had so much fun with this. We're in our 20th anniversary year, and we put this book out and another book out right at the beginning of the 20th anniversary year. We put them out recently, and I said, let's take the original Chicken Soup for the Soul book, the one that sold 8 million copies in the U.S. and Canada, and let's add 20 bonus stories for the next 20 years. And then we enlisted the help of somebody who's very prominent in the whole self-help motivational writing industry. Her name is Heidi Krupp, and she runs a literary publicity agency, and she works with a lot of the big self-help motivational speakers. And so she helped us to put together this list of, you know, name brand people who are known for helping people. And some of them are new names, and some of them are classic old names. For example, Tony Robbins, that's a classic self-help name. He actually had a story in the original Chicken Soup for the Soul book, and then he gave us a new story to add to the book. And then you have new names that are just coming up in the world of self-help and establishing a reputation for themselves, such as Chris Carr, who wrote Crazy Sexy Cancer. And so we have a mix of really famous older names, you know, people in their 50s and 60s, and then new inspirational speakers and authors in their 30s and 40s who are just coming up. And so I think that what we've done is, with these 20 bonus stories, we've really made this book relevant for yet another 20 years.
And, you know, Heidi Krupp, I deal with Christiana from there, and I actually was calling her last week in New York. She does great. She has great people that she attaches herself to, and such as talking to you today. And I love promoting books like this because they give something back and help people. Tell me some of the stories and some of your favorites in this book.
Well, there's one that a lot of people say is their favorite or one of their favorites, and it's such a simple story, but it makes so much sense. It's about a starfish. It's about a man who's walking on the beach in Mexico, and he sees someone leaning over and throwing something into the water, and just constantly leaning over and throwing something into the water, and he catches up to this gentleman, and the man is picking up starfish that have become, what would you say, grounded. They're stuck on the sand, and they maybe came in on a big wave, and they can't get back out again, and they're going to die. And he says to the man who's throwing them back in, why are you bothering? There are thousands of them, and you can only save a few. How do you really feel that you're making a difference? And the man says, as he throws another starfish back in the water, I made a difference to that one. And I love that story because it makes so much sense, because it also fits with another whole line of advice that I have, which is that you should always take really big jobs and cut them into tiny little pieces, because then they don't seem so formidable. But in fact, what the point is that anything you can do to help is worth doing, and you don't have to feel that you have to solve the entire world's problems. Just do what you can do to make your little corner of the world a little better. And then also, don't be overwhelmed by gigantic tasks. Do them one little step at a time. So that's a story that resonates with me. And in fact, as a companion book to this relaunch of the original Chicken Soup for the Soul book, we did another book that we called Reader's Choice. And in that book, we asked people, tell us what your favorite Chicken Soup for the Soul story is. What story really made a difference in your life, changed your life in some way? And we have 50 pairs of stories in that book. We have the story that inspired the person, and then a new Chicken Soup for the Soul story written about a new event in someone's life and how that event was changed or approved or whatever by the old story. And that starfish story was mentioned by several people who wrote into us.
Well, Amy, I think just like this show here and you talking today, if one person is helped or affected today, that's what it's all about. Not the big, huge, like billions of people. It's about one soul at a time. Back in a moment with Amy.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This just into the newsroom. Callers are reporting a mass.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Hi, I'm Jay Tucson, CEO of Makes and Fitzpatrick Insurance Services. We love what we do, but we're even more passionate about why we do it. At Makes and Fitzpatrick, we exist to improve the lives of our clients, team, and community. Whether it's how we manage the risk to clients' businesses and homes, enhance the lives of our team members and their families, or touch so many people in our community, thanks to you, we can make a difference. If you share our passion to improve lives and want to learn more, visit makesandfitzpatrick.com/about us.
There are a lot of ways you could save money. You could cut your own hair, turn all your old sweaters into sweater vests, reuse mouthwash, or eat nothing but cans of sardines that you bought in bulk. Or you could do something that won't repel every woman on the planet and just turn off your lights when you're not using them. It's your call, Romeo. We'll do a lot to save money. We don't have to do a lot to save money on power. See how much you could save at powersmart.ca.
Fairway, birthday, Fairway Market.
It's Customer Appreciation Day this Saturday afternoon in all your favorite Fairway Market stores. Celebrating 50 great years of serving you with Best Buys up and down every aisle. Look forward to $50 Fairway Market gift card prizes and other surprises. Fairway Market, proud to be local and fresher than ever.
Fairway, birthday, Fairway Market.
Dreaming of creating an exciting new bathroom or kitchen? Let the highly trained design teams at Rona Langford help make those dreams come true. Combined with one of the best financing plans in the industry means that now is the time to check out our huge selection of tubs, sinks, faucets, and vanities. We really do have it all. Plus, Rona Langford will meet and beat any competitor's prices. Rona Home and Garden, your Canadian friends in the renovation business, doing it right on Langford Parkway, open till 9 weekdays, 8 Saturday, and 6 on Sundays.
We are back in the studio, Vicki Sanders from Saanich Council. On the phone, I have Amy Newmark, who is the co-author, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, the 20th anniversary edition. Amy, the book is wonderful. Now you have the Reader's Choice and you have the 20th anniversary edition. Of course, great Christmas presents for anybody. What else is new in the Chicken Soup for the Soul, and what has changed over the last 20 years?
I am really happy you asked, because I had two things I wanted to tell you. First, I wanted to tell you that we have moved beyond the bookstore, and we have a very fast-growing line of dog food and cat food. We also have a line of comfort food for people that is rolling out in the U.S. and will be in Canada next year. We're also coming out with a major motion picture in around the next year or so.
I saw that. How cool.
And a daily talk show.
Wow.
But here's something I really want to talk to you about. We are very heavily focused on Canada, and we actually sell more books per capita in Canada than we do in the United States.
That's
so we're very
wild.
Focused on Canada, and we have been making a special book for Canada every year now. This is going to be our fourth year doing it in the fall. So 4 years ago, we made our book called Count Your Blessings with a Canadian co-author, Laura Robinson, who's she lives near Toronto. Mm-hmm. And then the next year we made a book called O Canada, which is a collection of fabulous stories. We have representation from every province. We have a lot of lyrics in there from Leona Boyd, which we actually published before her new album came out. We have a foreword from the wonderful singer Amy Skye. Then last year, Laura Robinson put a book together for us called Hooked on Hockey. Well, we did sell some copies in the United States. 90% of our sales were in Canada. The book was heavily focused on Canadian hockey, and not just pro hockey, but kids leagues, adults, you know, just amateur adult leagues. And so that book was our best-selling book ever in Canada in the last 6 years. And
wow.
Then this year, in another 2 weeks, we have a book coming out called O Canada, The Wonders of Winter, and it's all about, well, bad weather and good times and great sports. So we have a lot of stories about hockey, curling, getting stuck in the snow, famous famous times like Big Snow in Vancouver. I believe we have a story in there about that. We have a lot of great stories about winter. So we love Canada, and we're very focused on Canada. So those are books to look for also.
And Vicki, you're not surprised. You're in the arts, too, and you know that, you know, we're very literate. We love our books, and we're patriotic, and we're soft souls.
We are, and particularly here in Greater Victoria, we have the largest population of artists in Canada. So I'm not surprised that we are readers.
Except we have good weather. We had that snowstorm in 96, but we have a Mediterranean climate here, so we don't really have any snow. So we're lucky that part of it, but we do have ice hockey.
Yeah, so we want a West Coast chicken soup
for
the soul.
Yeah, I remember the Vancouver stories were about being surprised by the snow and not knowing how to deal with it.
Absolutely.
Right,
we put the
exactly.
cars away when we the snow, we don't know how to drive it in.
I ate chocolates for a week and stayed in the house.
I live in Connecticut. We have the same weather as Canadians. I mean, we basically have the same snow they have in Ontario because we're, I think, at about the same distance from the equator. So I'm accustomed to bad weather. I get it.
You get it.
You guys don't get it. You're more like California.
We are.
We're laid back, man. Now, the food. What a great idea. Chicken. Is this your idea, Amy?
No, this was actually something that a lot of the public was asking for. And it makes sense. We had like the best name for a food brand without ever making food. And we have fabulous food now. We have pasta sauces, which are really delicious. The first time in my life I've ever used pasta sauce straight from the jar.
Oh, mine too. Lie.
Yeah. And we have soups. The soups are so good, and they come in those cool rectangular boxes, those Tetra Paks. And I love those because they're environmentally responsible, they're recyclable, they're easy to carry around. You don't need a can opener. You could take one to the office. We have flavored broths. We have gravies. We have all kinds of great products coming, trail mixes and everything. Our chef is the former head chef of the Waldorf Astoria in New York. So this is the man who has cooked for more presidents and royalty than any other chef in the world because he was at the Waldorf for 3 decades.
So when I serve that food, Amy, I can say, this is my personal chef from the Waldorf.
You know what?
Yes.
He cooks for us in the office now, and I feel very privileged. But
wow, nice, Amy.
When I open a box of soup at home, and I know it's the same as what he makes in his kitchen, I feel privileged also because he took all of the recipes that he loved, and he made them now for us to sell. And he says he's just eating this food at home now. He says he never makes pasta sauce from scratch anymore because he just opens a jar of our sauce.
Wow, that is so neat. And the movie, tell me, is this an animated movie or?
No, this is a major motion picture. Wow. It will have big stars. Our studio is Alcon. Alcon is the studio that made The Blind Side. Our executive producer is Jordan Kerner, who did The Smurfs and George of the Jungle. Our writer is Brandon Camp, who is a big Hollywood writer. He wrote a Jennifer Aniston movie that came out not long ago. So this is a big budget, major league motion picture.
Wow, that is so exciting. You have got so many things going on. Are you enjoying it all?
I am. I feel like a bit like a hamster on a wheel, though. You know, I work 7 days a week. I mean, here I am talking to you on Saturday. But it's really fun when you're building a company and expanding and getting into all these new areas and getting so much positive feedback from the public, because we get all these great letters all the time about how much people enjoy reading our books, how we've helped them. So it makes you feel good about working 7 days a week.
No kidding. And I love that you're focusing on Canada. That makes us feel good that we're in that market and that you pay attention to us. And I think the name Chicken Soup for the Soul, you can't help but feel kind of warm and toasty just even hearing that. Amy, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and all the best to you as you launch all these things and with your 20th anniversary edition of Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having such a wonderful show.
Well, thank you, Amy. Anytime. Love to have you back.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, excellent. Wow, that was really cool, wasn't it, Vicki?
That was wonderful.
I loved hearing about Canada.
And I didn't know pasta sauce came in any other way.
Well, that's what I learned.
Yeah, I thought it was always in a jar. Now it's in a Tetra Pak.
There's not just Prego? Wow. Okay, there we go. Next, we're going to talk about a neat thing going on in town here. And before we get to the news, and we'll carry over after the news as well, but it's Hospers Halloween night. It's a fright night on Beach Drive. How are you, Tina Hospers?
I'm great. How are you, Patty?
I'm just fabulous. Now, this is how many years you've been doing your Halloween night?
Oh, several years. I think we've been doing Halloween just as a regular event forever.
Yeah.
Since my children were young, and then we turned it about maybe 4 or 5 years ago, we turned it into a fundraiser for the SPCA.
And I love that because you're an animal lover and it's a good cause, and you have twin girls who are in grade 12, and this is part of grad requirements, doing something volunteer giving back, and you have lots of other people that help. But it's really showing your kids as well, giving back to the community and making it a community project.
Absolutely, and for such a great cause that, you know, they get to earn community service hours, which is, you know, required by their schools, but they also do it because they just have such a great time doing it.
Well, you must be one heck of a mom. I mean, this is inside, outside. This is weeks and weeks before and after. Like, you must be the mom.
I don't know. Either that or I'm extremely warped.
You're a mom, aren't you?
That's
a qualification, warped.
Yeah, it is.
That's right.
That's great. Now, we're going to get to the news in a minute, but just tell people it's on Halloween night. It's a one night only, so all this buildup is for one night.
That's
starting
right.
At
it's,
6
it's,
o'clock?
It's a huge event, one night only, and because all the kids have to go to school.
Right.
So we can't keep it going every night, and we have received actually some incredible donations. We just received a $2,000 donation in sound and lighting and tent equipment by an organization, Big Time Special Enterprises. They want to help out because they are big SPCA supporters, and we have some very special that we can't really reveal things happening that night that we were just donated to. So it's really coming together. We will have zombie fighters inside and out. The inside portion can be particularly creepy and scary. We do warn parents that, you know, if kids are a little sensitive to things, then maybe they want to just wander around the graveyard.
And how do you keep it all together when you have lots of people? Do you have like a certain amount of people in at a time? Is there like a bouncer, someone that's doing security for
you?
Well,
that's, you know, we make sure that it's a very safe event for everybody. And we do have, security, so to speak, but no one would ever really worry about that because everybody is so happy just to be here. Everybody just loves the event, and they, are very orderly, so to speak, except when they run screaming from the house.
Okay, well, listen, Tina, can you hang on for a few minutes? When we come back, we'll talk a little more and give some more details so people can make sure they donate and show up on Halloween night.
Absolutely.
Okay, after the news, back with Tina.
Feel like walking today, Mom?
Maybe tomorrow. My toe will be better then.
Foot pain. How would it affect your daily activities? Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry is dedicated to the prevention and correction of foot pain due to bunions and hammer toes. Dr. Cornwell specializes in making the foot function, feel, and look better. Get back your life, have great feet again, and do away with foot pain.
Why did I wait so long to find a treatment?
Through innovation and care, Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry puts your best foot forward. Call 386-9353.
Huffington Post calls it Game of Thrones meets Pretty Little Liars and Gossip Girl.
If you want the future King of France, and I was just a girl, not the queen of anything, would you want this?
Rain. See it first on M3. The all-new TV channel with exclusive premieres.
You can call me Queen Bee.
We'll protect you.
You can't even protect yourself.
Anyone who's close to you lives in constant danger.
Let me live that fantasy.
Rain. Exclusive new episode Wednesday at 5 on the all-new M3.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Jillian Vandergeese with CFAX 1070 News. The RCMP continued to investigate a crash north of Calgary that has left three children in critical condition. The children's school bus collided with a truck yesterday morning near Crossfield. Six other children are in hospital in serious but stable condition, as is the woman who was driving the bus. Premier Christy Clark says the province is ready to help more than 400 mill workers who've lost their jobs after closures in Quesnel and Houston. Canfor has announced it's closing a sawmill in Quesnel, while West Fraser is opening operations in Houston. The premier says the provincial government will be ready with programs to help workers transition to new positions elsewhere. She says similar programs helped mill workers in Burns Lake after a devastating explosion last year killed two workers and destroyed the community's sawmill. One of two dollar stores in Kamloops that veterans say refused to allow them to hand out poppies on their property has apparently backed down. The president of the local Army, Navy, and Air Force Veterans Chapter, Gord Marsh, says the Dollar Tree and Dollarama stores in the city initially said their company policies forbid poppy distribution. Inga Cruz, the Legion's BC and Yukon executive director, says Dollar Tree changed its mind and will now allow poppies at its store. Cruz says she hasn't been told if other dollar stores in the province have a policy refusing to distribute poppies by donation. Along with a push to bring moves to suspend three embattled senators without pay to a quick vote, there's word of a surprise offer of clemency to one of the three. More from Bill Draper.
Patrick Brazeau raised eyebrows in the upper chamber when he revealed an offer put to him by the government leader in the Senate. Brazeau says Claude Carignan said if he were to stand in the chamber and apologize for his actions, he'd receive a lesser punishment. Carignan later confirmed that offer. After that, and outside the chamber, Carignan said he's open to changing the suspension terms for both Brazeau and Pamela Wallin, but not for Mike Duffy. Bill Draper, The Canadian Press.
And one of the biggest music producers in the business is suing the estate of a superstar.
Quincy Jones is suing Michael Jackson's estate, claiming he's owed millions in royalties and production fees on some of the superstar's greatest hits.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark.
Thriller, Billie Jean, and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough are among the songs Jones claims were re-edited to deprive him of royalties and his producer's fee. Jones' lawsuit seeks at least $10 million from the singer's estate and Sony Music Entertainment. I'm Sandy Kozell.
That's CFAX News to 11:32. CFAX 1070 weather now. Today, a 60% chance of rain, fog clearing this afternoon and highs to 12 degrees. For tonight, mainly cloudy and a 40% chance of showers dipping down to 7 degrees. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain early in the morning and clearing into the afternoon. Highs to 15 degrees expected. I'm Jillian Vandergeest. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. I have Vicki Saunders from Saanich Council in the studio. And Vicki, you were saying you love, what?
Saunders.
What did I say?
You said Saunders.
Well, Saunders. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Vicki Saunders from Saanich Council.
Did I say that before?
No.
Wow.
It's the cough medicine you're taking.
It's the cough medicine. I think that's what's doing it. You love Halloween as well, you said.
Oh, I love Halloween.
You used to decorate and scare the kids off.
I still do that. Well, I don't scare the kids off anymore, but I had in the past. I had to tone it down.
Yeah, tone it down. Well, someone's not toning it down is Tina Hosper. She's got the Fright Night. What do you call it, Tina?
We call it the Hosper's Haunted House of Horrors.
Ooh. Now, who's involved? Molly, Maggie, and Grandpa?
Yeah, Molly, Maggie, Grandpa, who's 97, actually gets out there and helps
good
us set
love.
Up everything. And but we have a full team of volunteers, about 15 to 20 people, a great many of them being the grade 12 high school students and grade 11s. We have some from Oak Bay High, GNS, of various schools. And they all transform into creatures of the night on our Halloween night.
Now, the address is 430 Beach Drive,
yes.
Correct? And whereabouts is that close to?
Well, it's down by the ocean in Oak Bay and between St. Patrick and Transit. And, gosh, that's about where
I know where that is. So anybody's welcome. So young, old, anybody is welcome to come by, but you want
people,
a donation.
We have people who come out in walkers. We have every age that comes out. We have the toddlers, we have the seniors, we have all the teens come out. Everybody is encouraged to come out.
Now, I want to come and see this because it's, if you got a donation of $2,000 for lighting, this thing has to be unbelievable. So we got to come out and see this, but we need to bring something for the SPCA.
Yes,
small or large, so money or...
And anything off of their wish list is welcomed. You just go to their website and you can pull off anything off of their wish list we will collect for them, or we will accept checks made out to the SPCA or cash.
Absolutely, and that's sometimes the best way because they can always use the money and then buy these things. And, you know, I have a son in grade 12, so it's quite a year for you with your girls graduating. And are you moving on? This is your last year?
This is our last year because once all the helpers go off to university, then it's just me and Grandpa.
what's the problem?
It's a bit of a big event to put on just ourselves. So, unfortunately, the end of an era, which is why we're pulling out all the stops this year to make this the biggest and best ever.
Well, Tina, you know, before we were talking with about the Chicken Soup for the Soul, it's our 20th anniversary, and, you know, I think whatever we do as a community, Vicki, you know, you're involved, of course, with Saanich, and I've been involved with the Community Association. I think this is wonderful that you're doing this, Tina, because it brings everybody together in a common goal and to fundraise, and you bring a lot of smiles and fright to people.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great deal of fun. All the work is worth it when we finally present. Actually, leading up to it, we have tour buses stopping by the house right now to see the display.
Wow.
And so we actually enjoy every minute of it. It's just great. And the reaction from the community has just been very supportive. So it really encourages us to just go all out.
And so that's Tina, Molly, Maggie, and Grandpa, the Hospers Haunted House, 430 Beach Drive, starting 6 o'clock, one night only on Halloween night, which is on Thursday. So don't miss it. And if you want any more information, you can always contact me at my website, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Tina, nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Patty. Really appreciate
all the best.
The time.
Happy Halloween.
And to you too.
Okay, take care. Up next, we're going to talk fashion. We're just going to do a complete turnaround here.
Yep.
And we're talking to Chloe Campbell, who is the Mayfair stylist, and of course, 50th anniversary. And I think the displays are still up till tomorrow. How are you, Chloe?
Hi, Patty. I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent. You know, Vicki and I are from Victoria and remember when the 50th from the opening of Mayfair Mall.
Barely.
Yeah. I don't know as much as Vicki, but you know, it really has been part of the fabric of a community because, as you know, 50 years is a long time to be here, and it was it was changing for the community then, Vicki.
Oh, it was a big change for the community then, a change from going downtown to walk the streets of Victoria. That doesn't sound good, but that was shopping downtown, and suddenly out in the suburbs was this mall where you could go shop at all those stores inside.
And there's good shopping lots of places in town, but of course Mayfair Mall, you know, in the day had Woodward's, and my Aunt Molly worked there, and had you could get your groceries at the front delivered to you.
Yes.
And just pull up, and Santa Claus, remember Santa?
Santa, and
outside.
And the reindeer.
I know, we love Santa inside. In those days he was outside, which was so cool. Now, Chloe, there's still some things left till tomorrow showing the pictures and all the great memories from Mayfair.
There are, yes. They're up for this weekend, and then they come down on Monday night, so it's really worth checking it out. It's really fun because what we've done is we've actually have original photos from the mall over the years, and then we recreated them today from that same location, so it's such a flashback. It's really fun.
That is so neat, and, you know, of course, things and styles and things change, but styles kind of go back and take from the past. And what are you seeing for this fall and winter that kind of reflects some things from the past?
Well, that's one thing about fashion and style, right? It's always new, but it's always recreating the past. And I'm really excited for actually the fashion for this fall and winter season. There's a lot. There's a lot happening. So it's pretty much there's a little bit of something for everyone. I know this sounds so funny because to us, we don't think the 90s was that
far long, but it's coming back. The 90s are back in fashion. You are seeing hits of 90s grunge. It's like Beverly Hills 902 all over again.
Oh, dear.
Wow. We're going to come back. We got a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk more about the fashion and some of the specialty stores at Mayfair Mall. Back in 2 minutes.
It's the Moj.
Hey, it's the Moj. Bob Marjanovic inviting you to join us each weeknight from 6 to 9 p.m. right here on CFAX 1070. We'll bring you some of the biggest names, biggest stories, and hottest topics in sports. Plus, we'll have plenty of time to hear from you right here on CFAX 1070.
Bob the Moj Marjanovic. Weeknights from 6 to 9.
On Victoria's home for sports, CFAX 1070.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Todd's Furniture and Mattress.
Hi there, Taylor here, and I've made my way to Gailey Farms for their famous Halloween festivals known as Pumpkin Fest and the Festival of Fear. Now, Mr. Rob Gailey himself starts preparing for Halloween in April, so that goes to show you how far they go and how much they do to prepare for this event. Pumpkin Fest takes place in the day between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., and is your chance to take the little ones out, pick out a pumpkin, take some pictures with the family, and walk through a safe, scare-free corn maze. The Festival of Fear, on the other hand, is quite the opposite. There is still a haunted house for kids, but also a much, much scarier 6,000-square-foot carnival haunted house for adults. Rob Bailey dares anybody who considers themselves tough to take this one on. You can also ride the crazy train, or you can walk through the cornfield of horror. The Festival of Horror takes place from 6 to 10 p.m. every night from now until Halloween. Pumpkin Fest, however, will only be running today and tomorrow from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. at Gailey Farm. I'm Taylor Smith, and this Community Connection has been brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
Information alert! Dodd's Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodd's prices with closeout prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery. Information alert! 100% locally owned and operated Dodd's Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson at doddsfurniture.com.
CFAX 1070 presents the CFAX Lucky Canuck. Listen carefully to the Canuck broadcast for the announced Lucky Canuck. Remember that name. Then listen to me, Al Farabee, the next weekday morning at 6:50. Be the correct caller, identify the Lucky Canuck, and win a $50 gift card from Glenwood Meads. Plus, you'll qualify for a Canucks getaway, including accommodation and return airfare from Harbor Air Seaplanes. The Lucky Canuck from Glenwood Meads, Harbor Air Seaplanes, and CFAX 1070.
We are back with Chloe Campbell, who is a Mayfair stylist, Mayfair Mall stylist, also Vicki Sanders.
Sanders, thank you.
Chloe, we're talking about the 90s. Now, how can you kind of incorporate that into your look? It sounds like it's a little bit boho, it's a little bit grunge. How can you incorporate some of these things into your look and not look too 90s?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that's the key, right? It's doing what's fashion forward and still has the hits from the 90s.
Yeah.
Which is really fun. And one thing that is a huge, huge, huge favorite of mine, and I think women are going to agree, the rises on pants are coming up. So
yeah.
The inseams are coming up. It's not low, low jeans anymore. It's a higher rise. That more flared boot cut is definitely coming back in. So it's a really classic shape that fits women a lot better. So I think lots of us are really excited about that.
Very excited. Yeah. Now tell me, hammer pants aren't coming back. Because me and my friend Debbie, of course, we had babies in the 90s. And we thought we were pretty hot. And then we saw some video of us in these hammer pants. My gosh, they were horrible looking from the pants. They were drippy and then they're tight in the bottom leg.
Oh, I remember those.
Not
yeah.
flattering on the body.
Well, I hate to tell you this.
Oh, no.
They are back. They're definitely, they're a lot more fashion forward.
You're seeing
a lot of that from Australia right now. And there are lots of people who do love Australian styles over here. So what they've done is they've taken that classic hammer pant and they've recreated it so that it fits a lot better. So those they're not as low to the knees as they were before. They're a little bit higher and a little bit more form.
Beautiful. And also a crop pant too, right? Something's a little bit showing the ankle with a stiletto is kind of a look that's easy to wear.
Absolutely. It's a really easy to wear look. And wearing something like a cigarette pant is really great because you can wear that to the office with a nice shoe, and then you can put a flat on and you're good to go to do your daily business.
And you can kind of hide a lot of things too if you want to wear a longer top, because we're seeing that layering with a shorter jacket too, so you can hide different areas if you want to.
Well, exactly, and that's the key, and that's why I love styles so much for fall and winter, because there's so many styles for many different body types, and layering is a huge one, and with layering, it's all about flattering your form.
And of course, with boots and stuff now, it's getting even easier because you can wear the boots with the tights and a skirt or a dress, and it's sort of not as done up as having to wear heels and nylons and all that.
Oh, exactly. That's exactly what I'm wearing today. It's
beautiful.
Comfy, cozy, and cute.
Comfy, cozy, and cute. There's our words for fall. Mm.
I think I failed the test today.
Things. And you have some great stores there, too. Banana Republic, Town
we
Shoes,
do.
Of course, which are great shoes. Aritzia, which always has a piece or two that you can pick up any time of the week, day, because they've
Sephora
always got something.
Mac. To really help with, to make it well-rounded, then stores like Swimco, Journeys, Aerie, Lovey and Rose, and Urban Behavior are a few stores that we have that are exclusive to Mayfair.
And mine is the makeup. I'm so crazy about makeup, so I go to MAC, I go to Sephora.
I go to MAC.
I just love makeup.
It's like a kid in a candy store. You have to be careful.
And even in makeup this year, you know, we're seeing the plum lip, kind of that retro plummy lip from the 90s coming back as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this time we're not lining the outside of the lips with brown. We've toned it down
no.
a little bit.
So that when we eat, we don't have just a big brown rim around and then the light pink in the middle.
Oh, no, flashback. Terrible images. But the burgundy lip is a beautiful lip. And you work with your color palette, so it's not the same color for everybody. It's just adjusting that tone that works the best for you.
And, of course, a stain, too, right? Some of these stains are great. If you don't want to do a full lipstick or have that bold color, there's so many different products now that put a little bit of pigment on, but without all the glop and everything, right?
Oh, absolutely. And MAC has a great stain, and Sephora has about 3,000 great stains. I love them. I feel like that's an essential in every woman's purse.
Yeah, you know, my daughter is 21 and didn't used to wear, you know, she did wear lipstick and all those things. But now there's, you know, things that are kind of like a lipsil almost, something that's easy to wear that doesn't feel too much, but just gives a little bit of something, especially in these months where it kind of adds to your outfit.
Oh, absolutely. And it's easy to wear. You put it on and you don't have to worry about it, where sometimes lipstick can be a little bit more intimidating for the girls who don't tend to use it.
Absolutely. Now, got another minute left here. What is a must-have then? If someone's going to go out shopping today, what's a must-have piece that will, you know, I always say a scarf, right, because it hides a million sins, but what's a must-have piece that you can go pick up today at the mall and we'll take you through?
Honestly, ladies, my number one must-have piece is a really comfy, cozy, flattering sweater. It's all about the sweater this season, and you can pick up a sweater at whatever price point suits your needs in at Mayfair, which is fabulous, whether it's comfy, cozy, a little bit more chic, but you can put a nice sweater over top of a collared shirt, go to the office, and then cross that over into just being comfy at home.
That's a great tip, Chloe. I think a sweater is a super thing to have, and it doesn't have to be a heavy weight anymore either if you don't want the bulk.
No, and everybody can get a sweater and feel good.
And that's a good idea for Christmas.
That is a wonderful idea.
The old sweater.
Better than a toaster.
Yeah, there you go. Chloe Campbell from Mayfair Mall celebrating 50 years, and they've got displays up till Monday, so make sure you check that out. Chloe, nice talking to you. Talk to you soon.
You too, ladies. Thanks.
You betcha. When we come back, we're going to talk to Vicki Sanders about all things Saanich.
Tis the season to book your staff Christmas party, business seminar, or workshop. And what better place to enjoy these joyous holiday events than at Cedar Hill Golf Course? We've got amenities galore to make your event extra special, including on-site catering, friendly staff, and free parking. Not to mention, Cedar Hill is one of Greater Victoria's most popular golf courses. Book your event while the best selection of dates last. Call today or check us out at golfcedarhill.com. Cedar Hill Golf Course, the perfect choice for work and play.
How Bell makes watching TV better.
Brad from Red Deer asks,
I heard Bell has the best satellite TV service in Canada. Can you tell me more?
Sure, Brad. Every Bell satellite TV package includes major networks, specialty programming like TSN, and a ton of HD channels. And even better, Bell's HD picture quality is up to 1080p, the best available. Don't settle for less than the best.
Get the best satellite TV service in Canada. Visit a Bell store or the source for details. Bell, watching TV just got better.
Level Ground Trading. Local, direct, delicious.
At Level Ground Trading, we envision a world where sustainability directs us. That's what we've been following since 97. We send nothing to Heartland Landfill and recycle everything. We reclaim our empty packages and upcycle them into funky bags. We pay our staff to bike, carpool, and bus to work. Last year, our green commuting totaled more than 100 lengths of Vancouver Island. Recycle, upcycle, bicycle.
Find Level Ground coffee, tea, and other organic products at levelground.com or local grocers.
With BCAA Travel Insurance, you're good to hit the high seas, where you're good to visit exotic ports of call.
This is a red-tailed palm lizard.
Oh, so cute.
And you're good to learn new things.
Oh.
Very poisonous.
So cute.
Because if something happens, you're good to go see a doctor.
She'll be fine.
And not wait till you get home. Policy terms apply. Learn more and purchase at bcaa.com. You're good to go.
We are back with Vicki Sanders. I think of Saunders Subaru, you see.
Yeah, but think of Chicken Sanders.
I remember from your campaign.
Yes, don't be chicken, vote Sanders.
That's a great slogan.
Good name.
What's happening at Saanich Council? I know there's lots of things on the agenda.
Lots of things going on.
Where do you want to start? What's this obnoxious weeds?
Oh, not obnoxious, noxious.
I think they're obnoxious.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, they're invasive weeds. Oh. And it's amazing. It's not just here. This is worldwide. Britain is having a terrible time with this.
So we can kind of go, who cares what's this about? But it's important to the whole
life cycle. It is very important. And what's really important is people go to the nurseries and they buy things because they think it's wonderful. I had my tenant, she bought these plants, put them in, and they just spread. She put them in about 3 years ago. And they were like 4 feet high, and they went everywhere. And suddenly we found out they're actually an invasive plant. They're called policeman's helmet. And I saw them just written up in the newspaper the other day about getting these at the nursery. And so people have to be very aware that a lot of these non-native species, although they're very attractive, they can just take over, kill off our native plants, and you'll be fighting with them for years.
So what are they trying to propose at Saanich then to deal with this?
The proposal is for removing them, making people very aware to remove them from their own properties, and basically
listing sort of what
you're listing. There is a whole list of the
that
items.
Would be helpful.
There is,
so that you don't plant stuff that's going to be a pain
as well as the list, there is also pictures so you can identify what they are. That's how I realized that these plants were invasive.
Yeah, because not all of us know these terms.
No, and it's on
helmet. That sounds like a bad plant, anyways. What a strange name for a plant.
It is. Well, that's the common name. It's New Zealand impatience, and then there'll be the Latin name as well. But oh, just horrible.
Terrible.
It just went everywhere. So that.
That's that. What else is going on?
Well, we still have the oil tank issue. Mm-hmm. You know, that's another thing that we have to be aware of. And when I chaired the Environment Committee, our thrust of trying to address it was education. So all homeowners, if they have a spill, they will be financially responsible. So that the homeowners become very, responsible for their tanks. They check them. Most of the spills have been oil lines to the tanks that have been severed. But there's a lot of properties that have buried tanks. And I don't want to scare anybody, but I knew I had a buried tank. I was putting gas in, and I thought, time to remove the buried tank. We had decommissioned it, opened it up, filled it with sand. They didn't get within 3 feet of excavating, and it was down 8 feet. You could start to smell oil. Wow. This was buried almost 40 years ago. It did cost me $10,000 to remove it.
And, a lot of people get afraid of hearing that, but the remediation is a lot more than that. I'm a realtor with Remax, and if anybody is buying a property, they wouldn't know that history, but it's a good thing to make sure you have a scan done to find that, to locate those tanks.
Well, exactly.
Most houses of a certain vintage probably have one, or could do.
And I spoke at the real estate board, and that's very a problem I know that realtors you're having. Mm-hmm. And so homeowners that are planning to sell, they should make sure there isn't a tank or have it removed. And yes, it's a huge expense, but down the road,
just beware. And it might not be that much. So that's
Not. That was my story. So I don't want to frighten people. Nope. Some of them, it's just a case of the tank service coming out and removing them.
But so important
to
do.
Yeah, so that's an issue. We have a few issues going on in parks that are interesting. There's a Cedar Hill Park. There's a proposal for a green space looking at a proposal for a clay tennis court. So there's also a regional, almost provincial support for having that type of a tennis academy. And then you have the immediate community, the people that live in that neighborhood and such that have concerns about the management plan for Cedar Hill Park.
Yeah, here's my take on those kind of things is that anything that is of that magnitude is not really just for that area. That affects Saanich, and Saanich is the biggest municipality. And, you know, my kids are playing football in that field.
Yes.
It's mucky and bad. And they're now at Mount Doug, number one in Canada for football, and they don't have a field.
No.
Langford they have to go to and beg and borrow and steal to get a field, and they're kind enough to grant that. But there is no facility, not just for football, but of that, like an RAP
Exactly.
That they can use here. So not that that's what they should do there, but when something comes up for this, it should be to a greater audience so that we know what people want, a sign put up so that people are aware and that there's more input. This is our land. What do we do with it? You know, that's it.
Well, that is a big proposal. So it's quite a change for the bigger community. The other one, and again in a park, is in Gorge Park. Gorge Park, I've been approached because now I chair Hearts Cultural Heritage. And it's not the recent idea, but that Gorge Park be designated a heritage park. Mm. But there's also in Saanich a strategic plan to put a community gardens in every neighborhood, every community. And so there's a proposal for community gardens in Gorge Park. So now, again, a park such as Cedar Hill, as most of our parks, no management plan.
Right.
So you get conflicting opinions are conflicting needs that people want or interest. Mm-hmm. I'll say that, and so you know it makes very difficult decisions because is there a compromise with all these things? Is there a compromise? But when you don't have a plan, it's very hard for people to plan to know where the future is going to be. It doesn't mean it's inflexible, but it's like Beacon Hill Park. Beacon Hill Park is designated, it has a plan. Mm-hmm. So there's an awareness of what happens there. And mm-hmm. I think as Saanich has grown and we have a fabulous amount of parks and such, I will look at now as much as we have a master plan for our recreation and parks. We don't have a master plan for each park.
That's a good idea. And what else do you see coming up? I know the rec centers and stuff have some great
facilities. Oh, there's wonderful things going on.
Right? And the art center.
Yes.
Of course, I go to that facility and walk by the great art.
Well, Patty, you know my passion is heritage.
Yeah.
I'm fourth generation Victorian, so have a lot of history here. And the Saanich Archives is doing a fabulous job. They have a wonderful archivist. And two projects that are going on now is they're recognizing World War One and the families and the people that fought in the war, and they're asking people to contribute, but they're actually putting in the census from 1921, the census, and they're putting that all online, and they've got volunteers. I've even got a section of ward something that I'm putting in. So they're,
where can people access if they want to know more?
Go to Saanich's website. Yep. They're asking for volunteers. Click on archives and take a page from the census and record and wonderful history.
I know from Mount Tommy Community Association, we've had some great pictures on our website of the olden days, so to speak, and the view from Mount Tommy, how it used to be, and the fields. And, you know, it's so neat, and it is neat that we still have parks and we have green spaces and that we do have amenities and rec centers. I mean, it is a great place to live. So thank you very much for what you do, Vicki.
Thank you for having me
here.
Anytime.
Have you learned lots?
I've learned lots.
Awesome. TJ,
definitely.
As always, great to have you here. And thank you so much for joining us. If you want to know any more information, you can always find me, lifestylewithpattymack.com, and I can help you out. Till we meet again, get out there and enjoy yourself.